Mill Knots has a new low price. Brand new label, new low price. Mill Knots. That's nice.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss, and once again for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, always a delightful treat. We're speaking to you from Chicago. We've taken up the bailiwick again here in the Middle West, and if you think I was kidding when I said 40 winks after our program yesterday, I think I slipped the clock around. But now everyone's fresh as a daisy again, and here under these clear blue skies with a brilliant June sun, we usher in the first day of summer, the first official day of summer, June 21st. The equinox arrives in about an hour from now, with a little bit of music for the Wrigley folks who make such a swell chewing product. Today we're going to play a big hit, probably the number one song in the country, and then follow it up with a couple of so-called offbeat records, records which were just delivered to us within the last 24 hours, so the chances are you haven't had a chance to listen to them yet, and we'll make a couple of brief comments about records generally. Here to start things off is the big song today, done by Pat Boone and called Love Letters in the Sand.
On a day like today, pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried, each time I saw the tide take our
Pat Boone with a real old one, but of course it's a comparatively new record, but certainly one of the top records in the country. Probably 20 years ago that was first written and performed before the American public, a real old tune, but certainly one that has caught on in popularity with a newer set of record buyers. They probably think they discovered it, and it's not going to please them to find out that Mother danced to it long before they were more than just a pleasant thought and a happy idea. Love Letters in the Sand with Pat Boone. Now, the Wrigley folk and I sincerely hope that this is a pleasant weekend coming up for you, the first official weekend of summer. And if it is going to be a weekend that takes you out to the beaches, out on the highways, out to your favorite pastime of sports or activity of any sort, I hope that you'll remember to take the companion piece that we all enjoy so much, those of us who are used to its flavor and its goodness and its quality. That would be Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Now, if you're going to go out to the picnic groves, and that happens to be one of my favorite forms of endeavor, to take a whole crowd out and just sort of sit around and chew on those wonderful hamburgers and hot dogs, let me advise you that one of the nice ways to top off any picnic feast is to have Wrigley Spearmint. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum is good, and it's good for you. It's delicious, it's wholesome, never spoils your appetite, and it always aids digestion. You know how the kids and mom and papa sort of gorge down on those hot dogs. It might be well for you to have something that aids digestion after the picnic luncheon. So remember, on the picnic this weekend, Wrigley Spearmint. You like it. It's a swell treat. Well, now we have a couple of offbeat records for you, the first of which is done by June Valley, the girl singer on Victor Records, who has had a couple of good-sized hits in her rather short career to date, and this is a strange offbeat record. I would consider it to be a documentary-type song, not unlike the fine thing done by Tennessee Ernie Ford about a year and a half ago, which captured the imagination of the American public because it told the story of a couple of coal diggers down in the mines. That, if you recall, was called 16 Ton. This now is a documentary song about the men who work in the stone quarries. It's rather sad. It has some of the overtones of Gloomy Sunday, the big suicide song of about 10, 15 years ago. But I think that if you listen to the lyric, you'll understand that there is a brilliant reading of that lyric by June as she sings, "Another Man Gone." The stigma of the tragedy of death in connection with that record will hurt its chances to be a commercial success. I would have little knowledge, of course. You can't anticipate what the American market will do. But talent-wise and song-wise, lyric-wise, I think it's a strong song just released by the Victor people. It features, of course, June Valley, and the tune is called "Another Man Gone." This is a record I want you to listen to because, to me, it's a very interesting one. It's a record that's done by Slim Whitman. Now, Slim Whitman records for a group known as Imperial, the Imperial Record Company down in the southwest part of the country, and Whitman generally is considered a country and western singer. But therein lies the story of why I think this can be considered an offbeat record, because while it features a country and western singer who sings a country and western style, he actually takes for his piece of material an Irish song, one of my favorite songs of all times, which is typically Irish because, of course, it talks about the Irish girl Kathleen. Now, if that isn't enough of a League of Nations, a country and western singer singing an Irish song, let me add this program note, that all through the instrumentation of the song, as sung by Mr. Whitman, there is a very brilliant Hawaiian guitar. So if this isn't a salute to the UN in New York City, now meeting in congressional body hearing, I don't know what would be. An Irish song, country and western style, with a Hawaiian guitar. But it's good music, and it features Slim Whitman. Here it is with I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been. Since first you were my Bonnie Bride, the roses all have left your cheek. I've watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad when you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen, your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I'll take you to your home, Kathleen.
Gee, I think that's a pretty thing. Slim Whitman with a country and western styling of an Irish song called I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. I think Joe Foss, our boy on the show with us every day, came up with probably the best gag this week. He said, why don't they paraphrase it and change the title to I'll Take You Home Again, Kwani Moki, with her little grass shack. But it's a fine record, and it's a very clever idea. Certainly you're not alienating any one of the various language groups or racial barriers, because there the Irish are pleased with their song, the country and western buyers are pleased with the styling, and if the record gets as far as Honolulu, it ought to be number one at the hotel there on Waikiki Beach. But a very nice thing. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this type of styling of music today. We've played one big hit, Love Letters in the Sand by Pat Boone, and then followed it up with two of these brand new records which just reached us within the last 24 hours. June Valley's Another Man Gone and Slim Whitman's I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. Why don't you take home some Wrigley Spearmint? Don't take it home and leave it there, though. Just take it home for long enough until you pack the family in the family bus and go out to the picnic or the big drive tomorrow. And if you have Wrigley Spearmint as a companion piece, you'll always be relaxed and refreshed, because there's just nothing nicer than the minty goodness of Wrigley Spearmint. You try it. The Wrigley folks will appreciate it, and so will I. We'll see you Monday. In the meantime, let's settle for Joe Foss from Chicago. Joe?
Be sure to join Howard Monday when his guest will be his grandfather, Mitch Miller, on the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM Chicago.
WBBM FM Chicago.
Granger and David Niven in The Little Hut in...